Welcome to the Improvised Wikipedia Podcast. I'm here with my friend, Glenn Tickle.
I'm here with my friend, John Longer.
And as always, we are rewriting the entirety of Wikipedia off the top of our damn heads, one page at a time, in convenient and easy to listen to podcast form.
So convenient.
Glenn, we were sick boys, and then life happened.
It's been a real rough couple of weeks.
Oh, boy, has it
ever. Did not even put... We missed a week for the first time in the history of sport where we just straight up didn't put anything.
And just life dealt us a pretty rough month.
We have enough episodes now where the solution of if something happened, we can throw up a classic episode and I don't feel terrible about it because we don't have we don't only have 10 episodes. You can't start doing reruns. But we've been doing this over a year. If we every once in a while we toss up an old one, that's fine. Yeah. But
we have somewhere somewhere around 69.
The week we missed, I was so sick, and I had a migraine on top. The thought of looking at a screen long enough to make even the classic episode happen. And then I got better on Wednesday, and I just kind of forgot about it. And then it was Thursday. I was what's even the point?
Yeah,
I'm just doing a rerun. We'll run it next week. So
yeah, well, we're back in the saddle. I'm excited about it. We're not in our normal studio.
No.
So I don't have the official post-it note score, but I do believe we are losing. I think we're down one.
Can I ask, just because we're not in the regular studio, does that smell alarm you?
Oh no, I turned the heat on.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the first time I've turned the heat on in a very long time because it's chilly in here. So
it was.
Yeah, no, that's just the heat kicking on.
All right.
For the first time in a long time.
If you're not worried, I'm not worried.
Well, hey, think of it this way. If we die, there'll be an amazing audio track of our death.
Yeah. How do we even do this show? It's been a while.
Well, the good news is we did plan ahead, and we did ask the internet for topics.
Yeah, sometimes we goof that up.
Sometimes we do. We went on the Facebook, and we both... asked for suggestions. The official Improvised Wikipedia Facebook page asked for suggestions. Side note, get on that, John. Get it. Follow it. Like it. Also, if you dig what we do, hop on that Apple Podcast. Give us 5 stars, please.
Do it. We need those stars. I really want to bump these numbers up. I feel like we're putting out a quality product that not enough people are aware of.
Yeah. Yeah. You're screaming into the void with that right now, my friend, though. We should tell other people.
There's no word I like used to describe food less than product.
Okay.
I think it comes from having been a waiter in a chain restaurant.
Sure.
My weird coked out manager would always refer to food items as products.
Okay.
He would be like, oh, the chicken sandwich, it's a really nice product. I'm like, sound like a weird car salesman.
What food place did you work at?
It was Ruby Tuesday.
Ah.
Yeah.
Sneeze guard on a salad bar, baby.
Big ol' salad bar.
Big old cottage cheese on a salad bar.
Just plop on that cottage cheese.
Plop it on.
I hated working there.
Yeah, I can see that.
I'm not a good waiter. Mm. There are people who work there who genuinely enjoyed being a server.
Right.
I was like, great, I'm not that.
Did you ever see that Ryan Reynolds movie, Waiting?
I did.
Yeah, it's enjoyable.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I think it came out while I was working at Ruby Tuesday. So it might have hit a little too close to home for me to be this is hilarious and not just frustrating.
So to bring it back home to your question of how we do this podcast.
How we do. We talk about something completely unrelated.
Yeah.
For 10 minutes.
My cat came out. He's a scaredy cat. I'm surprised. He's been very vocal lately, too, so it's entirely possible there's just going to be a cat screaming.
Third host.
Yeah, third. Hey, where's that guest mic at? Let's get Bowie on the guest mic.
Yeah.
He just walked away, presumably to go poop in a box.
We could. We got that. We have the technology now.
We do. We finally do, and it seems to be working pretty well.
We've had a couple runs at guests in the past.
Not today, though, unless Bowie comes back from the litter box.
But we can do it now.
We can.
Maybe we got mics. We got a board that has holes for mics. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
I mean, not right now, because we're already here and nobody else is, but...
Yeah, it's fair. Okay, well, I've got 19 suggestions that we're looking at. So what I'm going to need from you, my friend, is a number between 1 and 19.
9.
All right, let me
I was going to say teen, but I don't think I want...
No, 9 is good, but I got to remove some of the bits, and there is one person that suggested a person, and if you're a listener, you will know that we don't do real people. It is the...
So you're removing things in real time, a thing that you've complained about me doing when I'm trying to count.
Well, I mean, yeah. What's that guy's name? It's the, what's his, I forget what rule it is. Can't think of his name. Spooky Boy.
Who suggested somebody?
No, the Vincent Price rule. Vincent Price rule. There it is. It's the Vincent Price rule. Yeah, okay, yeah. So this suggestion, I don't know if we're ever going to actually get to the suggestion, because this suggestion comes to us from a friend of the show, a mutual acquaintance. You know this person. You love this person. Glenn.
Okay, it's one of our friends.
Ben Youngerman.
Oh, he's not a friend. Ben Youngerman's a bad man.
So we've danced around this, and it's plausible that some people have no idea why you dislike Ben so much.
Because I hired him years ago to be my cartoon nemesis. Because
you say it like it's a thing that people should be like, oh yeah, that's oh, a normal yeah, thing that people
sense.
Do.
Well, because the thing is, I forget, this has been going on for years. I don't remember exactly when it started. I think around when, shortly after Steel Stacks opened, because I did a sketch at the first comedy show that they did there based on a similar idea of, like, I put an ad on Craigslist written as a superhero looking for Nemesis. Because I thought that was a fun idea.
Sure, it feels like the Tick.
And then I thought about it, I was like, oh, I could use a nemesis. Because at the time, my life was too good. I was like, I feel like there are no forces working against me.
Mm-hmm.
So what if I hire someone to be like the Skeletor to my He-Man?
Okay.
And if anybody's ever seen Ben Youngerman, he looks like...
Describe him for those that
haven't seen him. Well, he looks like a little baby Snidely Whiplash. Like, if you made a Snidely Whiplash Funko Pop and it came to life in a Child's Play style demonic possession, that's Ben Youngerman.
I want that very much.
I mean, I don't. He's a wee man. He's a little boy. He's roughly child-sized, but has a solid half dozen affectations at this point. He's got a weird hat. He's got a weird mustache. He's got a big old weird beard. Wears vests quite a bit. Like, he's
okay. Hold on, just pump
trying
the brakes
so hard.
Guy, he used to wear a suit and bow tie every time.
Oh,
I
did,
saw
and
him
I miss it.
Day.
Babies won't stop barfing on my suits. I dressed nice the other day and it felt real good. I'm sitting here in comfy pants and a t-shirt.
Yeah.
It's fine, but okay. Man, if I had a tight suit on right now, I'd be looking fresh.
Yeah, I wish it was real tight. Show off your curves.
Yeah.
Hey, so
Ben sucks.
So Ben
is
your nemesis, and it mostly happens on Facebook, realistically, right?
Yeah, he and I try to destroy each other, but it is mostly we are just mean to each other on Facebook. And it's been going on for so long that people... Don't know the backstory of it being like a weird bit.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, like, just objectively, not a great bit.
How dare you?
It's just not. You're better than that.
No,
it's, you really are.
It's very fun.
All right. All right. Well, you're filming
get yourself
a stand-up
a nemesis.
Special pretty soon. If it's such a good bit, make it be the entire subject of your comedy special.
I'm doing that in like 3 weeks. I don't have time to mix it up.
Ugh.
I'm in between comedy specials right now.
Oh, my God. Life's so hard for
Glenn Tickle.
Go
That's
fuck
why
yourself,
I had to
buddy.
Hire a nemesis.
All right, bud. Hey,
everything's coming up Tickle.
So your nemesis,
yeah.
Ben Youngerman, made a suggestion for us to talk about. And I feel like he's being a bad nemesis because he gave you a topic that I assume you're just going to crush. I'm going to put the microphone down, walk away. He wants to know about the Large Hadron Collider.
Oh, the LHC?
Yeah. You down with LHC? You know me.
Built by CERN?
Yeah.
Near the... it's in Switzerland, I think. I forget the town. Near the French border. It is the largest particle accelerator in the world. It ostensibly was built to prove the existence of the Higgs boson.
The God particle?
The God particle.
Hey, I contributed
yeah,
to
you
science.
Did, buddy.
What's up?
When did they start building this?
Who cares?
This big boy.
So what 19... is it? It's like a big
85.
Circle of like tubes that they like blast particles through
so,
real fast, and then like black holes open up and there's like parallel universes and
it's underground.
That come through it?
It is. I mean, back to the nemesis bit, like... It's the kind of thing you would expect a nemesis to build. It is really built. It's CERN, which
stands for cats eat really nearly everything.
It's
the last E is silent and invisible.
French for
le chat mange beaucoup.
Something nuclear research, I think. Consortium for the exploration. Yeah, I don't remember. Mm. I don't remember the French, but it's a collaboration between a bunch of countries.
Do you not remember the French language or the French people? Because the French people, they just exist.
I remember France. Is a place.
Okay. I don't remember the words.
I don't remember the words that are in the acronym CERN.
French. I forgot about it.
I took it 4 years in high school and half of a semester in college.
I took it longer in college.
No, I didn't.
I went to Paris once and it was helpful, and then it just completely went away.
No, I would not.
Let's go to Montreal.
I went to Quebec once. Yeah.
Let's go to Montreal.
I did all right.
Yeah?
Yeah, because I went the summer after high school. My friend and I were driving through.
Well, that's been like, what, 50 years now? A bunch of Canada.
And we were in Quebec and like generally worried that people were going to get mad at us because that's what everybody told us. So like, oh, if you try to speak English, you're going to be really pissed. I'm like, oh, I know, you know, I know a little bit of French. And everywhere we went, I would try and they like just genuinely appreciated the effort. And they're like, all right, stop.
Yeah, I got you.
We know English too. It's just.
Yeah, it's fine. Like we're twice as linguistically talented as.
Yeah, they appreciated that I gave it some effort, but yeah, no, I didn't do great in French in high school.
So the French government made this fucker?
No, because it's in Switzerland. It's CERN is like a company.
Oh.
That is like a collaboration.
3M is a company.
Kind of like 3M, except for they're out there trying to naming companies.
Yeah. 3M's all about making stuff sticky.
Yeah. That's their big thing.
That's their mission statement. Make the world
make it
sticky.
Stick. Just cover it in like a light film of goo. So CERN,
it's a
collaboration.
Also Pornhub's mission statement.
Hey-o! See, now you're contributing. Pornhub's a company. And I think more than 10 countries are like involved.
So this was like a...
It's not a government project.
But it was an academic endeavor. There's no necessary... Is there money involved in this?
A shit ton of money.
Wow. Why? How? What happens?
Well, because if you want to make a giant thing to prove whether or not God exists, it takes some coin.
No. Like, I mean, like, what's the revenue stream after the fact?
Oh, like, who's funding it?
No, like, what... Yeah, why are they doing it? Like, what happens...
Because we don't know how gravity works.
Okay.
That's like... If you really want to simplify it,
I do. Please,
they're like,
for the love of whatever.
I dropped this, and it did fall down, and I know it should, and I can calculate how fast. Mm-hmm. But like, why though? Why it fall?
Yeah.
Why it fall down?
Why it fall down? Go boom.
Why that fall down? And why don't.
Yeah. Why it always fall down? The same.
We don't super know. Like the other fundamental forces. We know more about.
What like farts. We know way
yeah,
more
we,
about
that. We know a ton about farts.
Oh,
but
God.
I mean like electromagnetism, strong and weak nuclear forces. Like we know that they exist and we can explain them better than gravity.
Okay, so I get that, but like how does the existence of this God particle have anything to do with gravity?
So Higgs boson, named after...
Higgs and boson.
Dr.
Higgs.
Well,
fucking idiot. God.
No,
read a book.
It is a boson. Higgs was Philip? Peter? Something with a P?
Riggs and Murtaugh.
Dr. Riggs Higgs. He's the one who theorized... this particle as explaining how gravity works and like dark matter. So we know like dark matter's out there. We can't really observe most of the universe from where we are, but they've done like tried to do the math on it. And they're like, a lot of this only makes sense if there's like one other little guy in there doing a lot of the work on that, on stuff. I mean, you could sit around and be like, I don't know, there's probably another particle, but like that doesn't.
I do that constantly.
That doesn't do anything.
Don't you remember we ate
the voice of Roger Rabbit does that.
We ate cupcakes before we started recording. We did. Remember me talking about, like, what if there's no particle?
Yeah, what if there's, like, other ones?
Yeah.
But he, like, ran the numbers on, like, it would be.
Roger Rabbit ran the numbers.
The guy who did the voice of Roger Rabbit, I forget his name, is, like, currently, like, in a deep hole of theoretical physics.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
That's
an interesting career change.
Yeah, it was a big jump from Roger Rabbit.
To that. It's like a reverse midlife crisis.
Yeah.
It's like, what's this all been about?
Right. I've been wasting my life voicing Roger Rabbit. He probably did other things.
There's a particle that explains how gravity works.
So, similar to that, but Higgs did, like, the work on it. I don't know. The Roger Rabbit guy might have also done that, but
he's too old for that shit.
Doesn't have quite the clout Higgs does. Nobody's building a $10 billion particle accelerator to check Roger Rabbit's work, basically.
Okay.
But he did the math on it, be like, all right, this should exist, and if it does, it will behave this way if we smash it into stuff.
And so they go underground, and they build a big ring of a tunnel, and then they, like,
let's say 100 meters down.
Like, they, like, whip particles around it until they fuck each other?
Yeah, the track is, man, they do it in meters, and I'm a dumb American, so let's, like, 15-mile long loop.
Great.
It's giant. It's the largest one, and they it's got to be hydrogen. I was going to say it might be helium, but they start with hydrogen. They get the protons out of there because that's what they're smashing protons. That's the particle that they're smashing.
I prefer my Caesar salad without protons. Oh, croutons.
So
sorry, it's a different thing.
So they launch.
I have nothing.
They
to
launch
add to this.
Protons in two beams around the track,
and
when they get, like, up to speed, which is as close to light speed as they can get, they cross the streams.
You're not supposed to do that. Ghostbusters told me not to.
There were people who very much didn't want them to cross the streams because they were worried it might form a black hole and kill everybody.
Mm-hmm. And it's possible that it did.
I mean, except for that we're alive.
Well, maybe we're on the other side, Glenn.
No.
Love this conspiracy theory. Are you familiar with this current conspiracy theory on Twitter?
That we are all dead?
That, like, the world did end in 2012. We just got sucked into a black hole and we're on the other side, and that's why we're a little shittier.
That's why we're in the darkest timeline?
Yeah. It's pretty good, man. Everything went to hell after 2012 because we went through that black hole. I love it.
It's not been great since then for a lot of things.
Yeah.
Like, me personally, pretty good. But, like,
shut the fuck up.
Most people and things, not great since then. So they ramp up these protons.
Yeah, they smush them together and
as fast as they can get them, which is, like, very close to light speed. And they've got them going in opposite directions, and then they smash them together. So they're basically smashing into each other at near double light speed.
Yeah, it's like if you and I were naked and we ran full steam at each other and our dingles hit.
Yeah, but exactly like that.
Yeah.
And then they break apart, and they observe what happens. And they smash a lot. It's not they don't have, like, a proton in there, and then they boop it and then watch it. Like, they're smashing a lot of these bad boys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're getting, I think it's like what's the big one? Petabyte? That's like the big
sure
measurement. Petabytes of data.
No, petabytes are the things that have to register when they move into your neighborhood.
You really are bringing quite a bit to the table.
I got nothing.
So, petabytes of data every year, it costs, I mean, just like to power it, it's like millions of dollars.
I think, like, so what I do legitimately love about this explanation, and I never considered, is this is the most expensive, high-minded.
Oh, yes. It is the most expensive science experiment.
Of just smashing shit together.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I did this as a kid in a sandbox. Let's just smash those things together, see what happens. But they spent $10 billion. And are fancy.
It's a big old tube. It's a big old circle tube. It's a vacuum. They get it super, super cold.
It's a Dyson. Shit's expensive.
It's huge
technology.
It's huge electromagnets that they have to cool down to, like, as close to 0 degrees Kelvin as they can get. Like, and they get within, like, 2 degrees.
And so we're working the opposite way because I turned the heat on, and that's what that smell is. So
I'm trying to think what else I know about this bad boy. I think it...
What? So, have they successfully created the God particle?
They've found evidence that it exists, but not definitive.
So they found clues. It's a job for Scooby and the gang.
It's looking good, basically. Like, they haven't... I think they've not been like, oh, there's one. But they're like, oh, Higgs said this shit was going to happen. That
right.
Yeah.
It's like the third Where's Waldo book. You're like, I haven't found Waldo, but there's a wizard, and I found the scroll.
Yeah.
Waldo's going to
be here. He's going to be here somewhere.
Going to be here. Everything points to Waldo being present on one of these two pages.
So, I think it went online in 2008 and they started smashing shit in 2009.
A real missed opportunity in Where's Waldo to just not have him on a two-page spread. Real missed opportunity.
Do you remember the Where's Waldo NES game?
No. Shut your butt. Tell me more.
It basically does what it says on the tin. It's a Where's Waldo NES game. But the thing is, like...
Do you remember the Where's Waldo Saturday morning cartoon?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fun.
That was fun. The game was not. Because NES graphics were bad.
It's true.
And Where's Waldo is, like, pretty...
Yeah, it's...
You kind of need, like, at least Super Nintendo resolution on there.
It's so Little Nemo, is what you're saying.
My friend had it, and we would play it, and it's just looking at pixels that don't look like anything. Mm. And my friend would be like, he's there. I'm like, that's not a striped man.
And your friend works at CERN now.
Yeah.
I got nothing else. You want to take a break?
Pay
some bills?
I'm trying to think of what else I know about this thing. I'm
trying to think.
I want to go to it.
What, do they give fucking tours? What are you going to do? Do they really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Got to keep the lights on somehow.
I can't get a tour of the Pez factory because of the FDA, but CERN will give you a tour.
You can't get a tour of the Pez factory?
Well, you couldn't when I was there in the early 2000s.
I'm going in February.
Orange, Connecticut.
Yeah, I'm going in February.
To Pez?
Yeah.
Really?
No joke.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Take your boy. I collected Pez.
I used to collect them when I was a kid.
I have a significant collection in my parents' basement that they're begging me to sell.
I'm doing a show at a college nearby. Eastern Connecticut State University? What's up? Go fighting Pez Spencers. I assume that's their mascot.
Yeah, no and doubt. Hey, side note, Duty Cyclers, suggest Pez, you fucking cowards. Oh, I'll crush it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm doing a show there in February.
Yeah.
Taking my daughter. We're going on a fun little daddy-daughter trip, checking out the Pez Museum.
Oh, they have a museum now.
Yeah.
That's nice. There was no museum when I was there.
Oh. That's why I was surprised. I couldn't get in. Why? Did you go?
I made my parents drive by the factory.
We live near the Crayola Experience.
We do.
When I was a child, we went to the factory. The legit, this is where we make the crayons that go in the boxes.
Sure.
Factory. But now, like, schools take trips to, like, the theme park ride version of it. And they have, you can go in, and they brought one of the machines to, like, demonstrate how it's made. I got, like, down on the factory floor in the shit.
Yep. Yep. Crayons are made of shit.
I could have gotten wonked into, like,
a
box of blues.
Oh, my God. There'd be a Glenn Tickle color. That'd be so great.
You can go at the Crayola Experience. You can name crayon colors.
It's true.
I named one Ben Youngerman's Tears.
Dope.
And I color with it.
All right, well, let's take a break.
I don't know that I have anything else.
That's okay. We're going to step aside. We're going to thank one of our sponsors, and we'll be back with the official Wikipedia page for the Large Hadron Collider.
Yeah, smash it up.
Glenn, are you here? Glenn?
Yes, Jonathan.
Oh, hey, bud. I didn't see. Why are you hiding under the table?
Because I didn't want you sneaking in here without me to do one of those ad reads that you do all by yourself.
Glenn, we're...
I don't like to be excluded, John.
We're in my home, and I know you're here. Why? I don't understand what you think was going to happen.
I came in through the vents, like Chang.
Oh, man. How many community references can we pack into an episode of
this? Hopefully a lot. I love that show so much.
So good. That show is fucking streets ahead.
Streets ahead.
If you don't know what that means, you're streets behind. Hey, who's what do we got? Do you have the copy for the commercial spot?
Yeah, it's right here.
All
right,
we got
John.
Yeah, Glenn.
Do you like tiny cakes?
I am a fan of tiny cakes.
Now, when you bake them,
yep.
What do you do? You just dump the batter into a cupcake tin like an animal?
No, you beautiful idiot.
No, you got to get one of those frilly liners.
You got to get frilly cupcake liners.
You need them. Otherwise, you get crumbs on your hand. Otherwise, how are you going to try to unwrap it without getting icing on your fingers? That's the best part of eating a cupcake.
No doubt. I mean, like, have you ever tried to cook a cupcake in a cupcake pan without the little frilly liner and then being like, oh, shit, I can't get this cupcake.
Yeah. Oh, I got. How am I going to get all these bad boys out of here? Oh, it's time to wash my cupcake pan. Oh, there's little cupcake bits. Really? I'm just going to throw this in the trash and buy a new one.
Well, I have news for you, friend. As of today.
Today.
Frilly little cupcake wrappers are officially sponsoring the Improvised Wikipedia podcast.
Yeah!
They heard what we're doing. They love what we're doing. They said our podcast is the podcast version of Frilly Little Cupcake.
Yeah, rappers. Our podcast stops things from sticking to other things.
No doubt. And they wanted to help out. And so they have a special offer for all of those duty cyclers out there listening who want to make cupcakes but are out of those frilly little liners. Use promo code ImprovWikiPod at checkout and you will get a free pack with your first order. You buy 10 packs? No. You add that code in, you're going to get 11.
What?
You're only going to pay for 10, though.
Get those packs.
Get those packs.
Pack it up.
Pack up the butt. That's not good.
Whatever you're into. Are frilly cupcake liners wasteful?
Probably.
They seem like a little bit necessary.
Yeah, but like you could also just make a cake, like a big cake.
All right, Rockefeller.
I fucking edit this part out, dude. They're paying us money. All right, we are back, and I have up in front of me the official Wikipedia page for the Large Hadron Collider.
LHC, baby!
LHC. Fun fact, LHC does redirect here. However, there is a disambig page for LHC. So let's check
let's
that
see.
Out.
Lazy Harry Cats.
Lazy Harry Cats, not on the list, but we do have Lahore High Court. It's a court in Pakistan. We have Lausanne Hockey Club from Switzerland. We have the League of Historical Cities. That feels made up.
Yeah, come on.
It's a spin-off of an Alan Moore comic book. We've got Les Horribles Cernettes, which would be the Horrible CERN Girls, which is a parody pop group in France. Like literally CERN, the CERN we were talking about. There's a pop parody girl group in France.
I'm into it.
I cannot wait.
That also sounds like if they have like a roller derby team, that's what it would be called.
Yeah, oh, for sure. There is something called Linköpings HC, an ice hockey team from Sweden. There's the Little Hoover Commission, an independent California state oversight agency. And the Landmark Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, Nevada that closed in 1990.
Nobody's calling that the LHC.
Nobody's calling it anything right now. It closed. Oh, God. I got to scroll a little bit far because Wikipedia is begging for money. All right. Here we go. The Large Hadron Collider, LHC, is the world's largest and highest energy particle collider and the largest machine in the world. That is a fun fact.
This is a big one.
It's a big one.
It's so big.
It was built by the European Organization for Nuclear Research, CERN, between 1998 and 2008 in collaboration with over 10,000 scientists, hundreds of universities and laboratories, as well as more than 100 countries. It lies in a tunnel 27 kilometers in circumference. So that's 17 miles. You were very close.
What did I say, 15?
You said 15.
I feel like that's within the
Price is Right rules. Yeah. Margin of error is good. It's as deep as 574 feet beneath the France-Switzerland border near Geneva.
Mm.
First collisions were achieved in 2010 at an energy of 3.5.
I guess I said 2009.
Tera electron volts per beam, about four times the previous world record. After upgrades, it reached 6.5 tera electron volts per beam. 13 is actually the present world record, apparently. At the end of 2018, it entered a two-year shutdown period for further upgrades. So, hey, good news, 2020 on the horizon.
Yeah.
We're going to be jamming some particles together.
Fire that, baby. Back up.
The collider has four crossing points around which are positioned seven detectors, each designed for certain kinds of research. The LHC primarily collides proton beams, but it also uses beams of heavy ions, lead-to-lead collisions, and proton-lead collisions are typically done for 1 month a year. The aim of the LHC's detector is to allow physicists to test the predictions of different theories of particle physics, including measuring the properties of the Higgs boson and searching for large family of new particles predicted by supersymmetrical theories, as well as other unsolved questions of physics.
I didn't talk about supersymmetry or string theory.
This reminds me that my high school physics teacher was one of the worst teachers I've ever had in my entire life, and subsequently I never got into it.
My high school physics teacher was literally one of the worst teachers because he was not a qualified teacher and got fired halfway through. He got hired to like coach the soccer
Chang?
Team. Yeah.
Oh my God.
He got hired to like coach the soccer team, and they're like, "Yeah, you're also a teacher, right?" He's like, "Oh yeah."
They're like, "What subject do you teach?" He's like, "What do you got?
Physics." Yeah.
Do you think he meant phys ed and he accidentally said it wrong?
Probably. Because if he was a soccer coach, you could fake that. You could be like, "Oh yeah, no, I'm a phys ed teacher."
Yeah. Theoretical phys ed has always been my physical education has always been my jam.
It is offered at Greendale Community College. Night school.
Oh, human beings. The term hadron refers to the subatomic composite particles composed of quarks held together by strong force. And molecules are held together by electromagnetic force as well.
Yeah.
Okay. The best known hadrons are baryons, such as protons and neutrons.
Everybody knows them.
Everybody knows them protons. Hadrons also include mesons and pion and kion. They were discovered during the cosmic ray experiments of the 1940s and 50s.
That's when the Fantastic Four got their powers.
Ugh. A collider is a type of particle accelerator with two directed beams of particles. In particle physics, colliders are used as a research tool. They accelerate particles to very high kinetic energies and let them impact each other. Analysis of the byproducts of these collisions gives scientists good evidence of the structure of the subatomic world and the laws governing it. I feel like I know what that is because I've seen Ant-Man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, Ant-Man sure did use a lot of science words.
Sure did. Many of these byproducts are produced only by high-energy collisions. They decay after short periods of time. I mean, that's life, baby. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Eat some cereal that you like, because who knows? Yeah, so because of that, many of them are hard or nearly impossible to study in other ways. I mean, this is a fucking jacked page. I'm just scrolling and scrolling and scrolling. There's charts, there's findings, there's a ton of references. I mean, there are, oh boy, Glenn, how many citations do you think there are on this page?
500.
You overshot it.
Aww.
It is an impressive amount, and it's well documented.
420.
69. 174 is what we were looking for, though.
That's not a funny number at all.
So, in this studio, you can't see my screen while I'm reading this.
I can't. I can see it kind of reflected in your glasses,
right.
But I can't read it.
They're shitty glasses. They didn't cost me anything.
They look nice.
Yeah, coastal.com, baby. Your first pair is free. But the lenses suck. So, I mean, you're going to have to take my word on this. Like, we got destroyed.
I mean, just by sheer number of words, but I did great.
Okay, well, here's the thing. We definitely didn't win. I do feel like it was a loss, only because I contributed nothing but bad puns and bullshit wordplay at best. So, Daddy, if you will, you can sell me on a tie. Go.
I think I matched the first paragraph pretty good, which we've talked about using as the metric.
Okay.
I think I explained what it is.
Sure.
I think if you're a person skimming Wikipedia because you're like, I keep hearing about this Large Hadron Collider. I don't know what it is. You're going to look at that page. You're going to come away with a vague understanding of what it is that is as good as the vague understanding you would get if you just listened to this episode of Improvised Wikipedia.
Well, that's it. It's a tie. I'm calling it. Yeah. I mean, honestly.
You can't kill me, Ben Youngerman.
Your explanation to me, the big dum-dum over here, made more sense than what I just read. So, yeah, I'm going to buy it.
Yeah.
Good job, Glenn.
I used to write about it professionally. I know what's up. I know what's going on at CERN, baby.
Hey, if you had to leave a fake fact on this page, we don't officially condone it. But it's a fun game we like to play. Maybe you duty cyclers want to, you know, jack up Wikipedia a little bit. If you had to do it, what would you leave?
For one day out of the year,
yeah,
they launch fart particles at each other to try to find new smells.
Oh my God, could you imagine two people like dropping their pants, going butt to butt, and then like angrily farting at the same time
and then
to
just,
smash
yeah,
their farts
into a
together?
17 mile long tunnel?
No, not 17. I'm talking cheek to cheek. They're pressing their butts together.
I don't think, I mean, that's a sex thing.
Is it?
It's got to be.
Yeah.
Somebody's into it.
Hey, real talk, everybody. If you and your lover smush your butts together and you fart simultaneously.
To try to smash fart particles together to find new smells.
For sexual arousal. Please reach out to me. I have a lot of questions. A lot of questions.
Live your lives.
I'm not judging. I just really, I want to understand.
Fart on each other's farts.